to Coog with McCarthy in support on the inside. He takes the reverse pass and dashes 20 yards to touchdown between the posts.
Yeah, we'll try and get out there to those. Now, just on a personal note, myself and you, Benny, have undertaken the John Gannon 8-week challenge. It's just to basically improve your health. You've got to go get a DEXA scan and prior to the 8 weeks and has a look at your body fat percentage and a few different things. And it's all about putting muscle on and not about losing weight. It's more about turning fat into muscle. We're about nearly a week into it. How are you tracking so far, mate?
I hope John doesn't listen to this. and I've really got my doubts about the DEXA scan, whether it's actually true, how much you weigh.
So in other words, it wasn't that kind to you?
It wasn't very kind at all. I was a little bit disappointed. And the machine they make you sit in, they're like, you don't really fit into that easy. You're not allowed to touch. You've got to have your arms.
Not allowed to move, no.
You can't move for that 7 minutes and your arms got to be wide apart and your fingertips can't touch your inside. So it's got to – it weighs the size of your head. Scans all the way across. I think one of your mates, Richard Gannon,
how good's that?
Said, I think he might have the biggest head in the world. I think it was weighed at
6.2 kilos. His head, yeah. Well, there's a couple of blokes on there arguing who had the biggest head. One bloke was 5.9. I think the great Toddy O'Donnell from Aruba Surf Club.
And Toddy's been training hard for the last 2 years. So before his head must have been at 7.9 before it. But yeah, no, there's a. It's a good crew. It seems like there's blokes from all over Australia doing it.
Yeah, well, Paddy Rafter actually won the challenge last year through up there on the Gold Coast or Lennox Head, chapter.
There's pro surfers, there's, I said, Pat Rafter.
There's a couple of actors in it. There's a couple of Hemsworths in it too. I don't know which ones they are.
There's Gingell's in there. It's a who's who, isn't it?
I unfortunately couldn't do it. I spoke to Johnny. I'm heading to Vegas for 2 weeks right in the middle of the challenge and it just wouldn't have worked for me, especially being on the
hamburgers
on the
and beers for you over there, mate.
Well, South sent me to Townsville. I've been at Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and he just got back. So I think they're doing everything to try and stop me from winning this one. I won the last challenge. I won the last challenge. I beat Jimmy Olsen in the last challenge, and I don't think he's still not very happy with it.
No, it was a bit of verbal there on the WhatsApp chat.
I like to train alone, Brownie. All these group training sessions they're doing and for motivation, I'm not quite ready to join the group training session just yet.
Well, if you're up to it, there'll be a group session there on Friday morning down there at Maruba Beach, right next to the pavilion, 25 past 5 start, the 400 Club. What a great bunch of blokes there, chaps.
Yeah, you get down and I've never been a rower, but people steer in the right direction.
How are you finding the row? How many rows?
Your hamstrings get tight from it. It surprised me. You don't realise how much you're pushing off your heels and your hamstrings get tight and... Oh, no, you just look around. If you're hurting, you're thinking everyone else is hurting. Just keep going. Suck it up.
100%.
Suck it up, princess, and just keep going. And have a swim after it and a coffee, and away you go. It's a great way to start a Friday.
Who's the most impressive trainer there? Anyone that inspires you, chaps?
I'd say Sogsy, man who runs it. Damien Sonigo, a great footballer from Mascot. I think he won a grand final.
Yeah, mate.
With the Cots, were you in that team?
Sogsy was the best man at my wedding. We worked together as Rangers, and he was tough. Yeah, he was a Coogee Randwick Wombat boy, won a 21s comp. I think Dougie coached him to win the B grade back in the Knowles days, the 21s, and he played A grade with us at the Wombats the following year. And yeah, I actually dragged him all over to Mascot 1 year in 1998 to win a comp, and he was actually the goal kicker. He was a tackling machine. He was Sogs. Yeah. He wanted to have the captain.
You should see how hard he trains. He's that fit.
Yeah, he's mental.
He's inspirational. I love to be able to train that hard. And the fish who sort of puts up his house when it's only a skeleton staff. And, mate, he certainly puts the work in fish, doesn't he?
Fish. I think Fish sort of started the training program back at his own house. And Sogsy was one of his first ones. They trained together daily. And then the boys had I think I broke the record there for the ice bath. Jump in, jump straight out. I think Doc timed me at something like 6 seconds, which I think I've been listening to one word Doc says.
Well, like you said, this 400 Club, it started very small with about 4 to 6 people in Fisher's garage and it grew and then we went down to Marne, 10, 12, 20 people and now Now we're getting 60 blokes down there at the pavilion at Maroubra.
A lot of former NRL players get down there.
Paul Gallen was there.
Darren Brown gets down there. You got Willie Mason.
So Jimmy Dimmick.
Wow.
Rennie Matua. Yeah.
So Soggs must get up at 4 o'clock in the morning, grab the rowing machines off the back of these trucks. And
they're all packed the night before.
And dumbbells. They've got. Yeah. Can you bring me a 9-kilo dumbbell? Can you bring me a 12?
Yeah.
Well, if you're listening, Soggsy, I'm happy if you've got a little 2kg dumbbell or maybe 1.5. So it's not just rowing, eh? It's a bit of everything. So
a bit of skipping and whatnot. And he mixes it up, so it's not that same type of exercise to keep you guessing. And
but more importantly, it's the social thing as well. You have a swim, and then to top it off, everyone has a coffee together and
a bit of mental health.
That's right, 100%
boys. And,
yeah, I'm taking it to black coffee at the moment for this 8-week challenge for you, chaps.
Yeah, I've been on the black coffees this week, mate. I had one with almond milk the other day, so I might have cheated there. Don't tell Johnny if you're listening, mate. But I've been sticking pretty tight to the food's a tough one. You're eating a lot of protein and stuff like that.
It's pretty inspiring. You listen, I mean, JG's a champion trainer. He's there. You listen now. He's the sessions on Instagram, which, Jesus Christ.
Jesus.
The first leg day, I'm still walking like I rode a horse there.
My hamstrings are still sore from that Saturday session. And then I couldn't complete the Monday one. I got through four sets of it. Supposed to do five, and I said, I'm done.
And then the breathing exercises we have to do as well as the ice baths and the recovery.
I haven't done that one yet. Yeah. The rolling, all you got to do the rolling
and
stuff.
And you get the roller out. Well, I just wish John would post a video, maybe with a T-shirt on just once. Just once can he actually have a shirt on.
Really does he wear a shirt, old Johnny, yeah.
Anyway, boys.
Done a good job there. Now, looking forward to it. Thanks for coming in. Our first guest of the year and Sneaky, one of the real great boys for the club internally. We'll see the fruits of his labour over the next 10 or 15 years.
And one of the most important boys of the club as well, because very important that, you know, where it starts is this junior development, and Benny Hill has got one of the best eyes in the game for junior talent.
He certainly does. So that might be it for another edition of Rabbitohs Radio Podcast. Up the mighty Rabbitohs.
Up the Rabbitohs.
Again working the forwards, Grant sends to Coop with McCarthy in support on the inside. He takes the reverse pass and dashes 20 yards to touchdown between the posts.
Six to six.